Like most universities, Queen's University has a long tradition of doing experiments on animals. The university previously did animal experiments in the Animal House on the north side of the Medical Laboratory, but today most experiments are conducted here, in Botterill Hall. The most tested on animals in universities are rodents and fishes. Other animals include dogs, cats, and monkeys. In 2020, Queen's reported that 14,530 animals were involved in 97 research and teaching protocols at the university. Research and testing using animals has long been a contentious issue at the university, with several cycles of activism identifying the practice as cruel, unfair, and out of step with public values, and the university calling activists terrorists and enemies of science. In the 1980s, for example, Dr. Ronald Greenwood, chairman and director of animal care services at Queen's University, called animal rights activists everything from disruptive to terrorists, going as far as to say that they were carrying out, I quote, academic rape when they prevented experiments from being conducted. While scientists said everybody benefits from the research being done, Kingstonians at the time had mixed reactions, with many thinking that the work was wrong. More recently, in 2016, when faculty and student members of Queen's Animal Defence undertook an educational campaign and a Freedom of Information request to penetrate the veil of secrecy concerning research activities at Queen's, they were labelled saboteurs of terrorism. One of the most contentious animals that experiments are carried out on are monkeys. As of 2022, rhesus macaques at Queen's, amongst others, continue to spend their entire lives in cages, in windowless rooms, two floors underground at Botterill Hall, and they are used in a variety of neurological studies involving painful procedures and tedious, repetitive tasks. In 2005, the university decided to terminate a monkey, Newton, who developed a glaucoma at the age of four, making him unsuitable for eye-tracking tasks. A lab technician spoke up for Newton and arranged for the Fauna Foundation, a sanctuary for animals used in biomedical research, to take him instead. Fauna did so on the condition that they could take other monkeys who the researchers were planning to kill. But the university relinquished only one more monkey, Darla, who had been used in a 15-year-long menstrual study, which involved a hysterectomy, and later an anorexia study, where she was deprived of food. Darla and Newton are the only two monkeys out of many hundreds known to have left Queen's alive. In 2015, Queen's University turned down an opportunity to host the Canadian Centre for Alternatives to Animal Methods. This despite being increasingly accepted that animal testing is not only morally problematic, but ineffective, economically costly, and scientifically dubious. Roughly 95% of biomedical trials for drugs developed using animals fail with humans, and of the 5% which make it to the market, 50% are withdrawn or receive black box warnings. Dr. Charu Chandrasekara, who runs this at the University of Windsor, believes it is for these reasons that there is an increasing shift away from using animals in testing and research protocols.